in this world can do what a few minutes in the glory of the Lord can do. We entertain His presence a ton, but tonight we have been led into the glory, the mercy seat, revelation. If there's any two prayers I encourage you to pray in the upcoming months, is to pray the prayer that Jesus prayed in the garden until, without a doubt, you're ready to commit to the sacrifice, whatever necessary. Also, the Mount of Transfiguration. Pray until a light comes on in your heart and mind, revealing to you your future and the Word of God that would lead you to it. Those two prayers, God spoke to me today and told me those are very important prayers for us as a people in the last day should pray. So I have done the main message tonight. I want to talk to us for a few minutes about this wonderfulness of Jesus Christ and what it means to be a child of God and to have sustaining energy against everything. One of the things that we are going to encounter, and this is concerning the picture that we get in the Bible for Jesus Christ, who was born in Bethlehem's manger. And we see that as a babe, he was honored. But one of the things that sometimes we fail to truly realize, and I actually was riding my motorcycle one day down the highway, and I was just riding through the wind. And he likes the idea I ride motorcycles. He's clapping. And I was riding down the highway, and as I was riding down the highway, he just spoke so clear. And he said, I want to show you something. You're feeling 65 mile an hour winds, but the wind is not really blowing. You are moving into a future. And the resistance that you feel is not coming against you. You're coming against it. Won't ever forget that day. Matter of fact, it was so vivid today, I tried to figure out a way to get my motorcycle up on the platform. And I really wanted to preach to you from my motorcycle. Because there's been more than one occasion in which tears would fill my eyes as I rode down his highways. And I would think about the highway that was leading me to another world. And so one of the things God wants me to tell you tonight is simply this. Don't get adjusted to this world. But I promise you, you're going to have a new body. He said there's going to be a new heaven and a new earth. We have, as long as we can have a little peace here, we're pretty satisfied to have this one. But eye hath not seen, ear hath not heard, neither hath entered into the heart of man the things that God has prepared for them that love Him. I want to tell you, sinners have enjoyed this world. I want to tell you, derelicts and people that are of all kind of profane life have enjoyed this world. But I'm telling you that the next world, just over the hilltop, is a world that you have not ever dreamed of. You've looked into the sky and wondered what was way out there, millions of miles away. You've looked into the winds and wondered how in the world just the barometric pressure changing could create such velocity that it would tear houses and buildings down. I'm here to tell you that that kind of power has been working for you since Calvary, and way beyond that on the other side to bring about a new heaven and a new earth. Don't ever take it lightly concerning Jeremiah's prophecy where he said, I know my thoughts toward you, saith the Lord of hosts. They are thoughts of peace, not evil, for a good hope of a final outcome. And then he wants you to understand, I have plans for you. Those plans don't include a house like you living in. They don't include a body like you got right now. I'm telling you that what we're facing is the opposition of moving toward that holy city. I'm telling you that the restrictions you're feeling all come from the pitifulness of this flesh. The feeling that you're being pushed backward is not a feeling of being pushed backward at all. It is a matter I'm moving on. I made up my mind. I'll go where he wants me to go. I'll do what he wants me to do. I'll be what he wants me to be. I'm telling you, you haven't seen anything yet. You've dreamed of a new marriage, a new life. Brother, let me tell you something. That's a wonderful thing to dream about. But I'm talking about a new body. I'm talking about a body, hallelujah, who in the world could do it except God. I'm telling you that you're not wasting your time, friend, when you learn of Jesus. You're not wasting your time when you praise his name, because the Bible said you're being transformed a little at a time. You're moving forward against the odds of what the world says. This is crazy. I'm here to tell you it's the smartest thing you've ever done to find the one who made heaven and earth, the one who created the Bible and gave it its infancy and gave it its maturity, and is going to fulfill every promise in it. I'm talking to somebody tonight that God has called you out of this world so you can be a part of his big world. Let's stand. Told you I wasn't going to preach long. Andrew and Asher, y'all come up here real quick. Y'all be seated a minute. I about forgot that. No, up here. Unless you can jump. I want you to each quote a scripture for me. Tell them where it is.
Romans 1:16. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek.
This is Romans chapter 8, verse 27. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of God, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God.
And these, yeah, that's right. These Bible quiz students are actually training. How many scriptures have y'all pretty much got memorized right now? 450 scriptures. I'm going to quote one to you that's going to help you the rest of your life. Thy word have I hid in my heart, O Lord, that I may not violate the will of God for my life. He uses the term in the Bible, that I may not sin against you. But that word sin means separate me unto what you have purpose for me. So I changed it just enough so you can comprehend it a little bit better. Thy word, O Lord, have I hid in my heart, that I may never violate the will of God for my life. That word may direct me and may mature me and may strengthen me and may empower me until all things possible are my life. That's what it means to hide the word of the Lord in your life. That's preaching a little bit. But these young men gained second place this past week in a contest with all kind of other people. That's why I had them up here. God bless you guys. Yeah, that's awesome. Thank y'all for representing your home church. How many places do they have that two or three others could be a part of that? Could we have four more in it? Four more quizzers. Okay. If there's four more of you that want to join the quiz team, how old you got to be? How old is too old? 40? Married. Okay. Okay, see, Sister Thomas, if you want to be a part of that quiz team and get with these young people and become a part of that, that's a phenomenal thing. I want us to take right now, and I want us to recommit our God to God that we will follow. We will not just live in the history of what God's already done, but we will move toward whatever that eye hath not seen, ear hath not heard. Understanding this, we're going to encounter tough times. We're going to encounter times that are not kind to us. But He ever liveth to make intercession with the Father, or the source of all power. And I want to remind you in the book of Revelation, 7th or 8th chapter, it's been a while since I read it, but there's an angel that does one thing, and that he takes whatever prayer you pray from your heart, and the Bible said he mixes incense with that prayer to make it palatable and workable with the all power in heaven and earth. That's huge, folks. Just to get to know that causes your prayer that seems so weak to you to become strong and powerful where angels work from. Father, we recommit our lives on this Sunday night where you have called us to move forward. We may not be racetrack people, but we're moving forward. We're not trying to put a speedometer on how fast we can get there. We just want to walk in the Spirit. We want to abide in your word. And we plan to help everybody we can every day. Now, if there is somebody that wants to repent and receive the Holy Ghost tonight, please feel free to come forward. If you want to be baptized tonight, Brother Brian Kelso is going to meet with those who want to be baptized over in the old auditorium in the front. And he will lead you in there, and there'll be two or three people that will help you. We need four or five of you ladies and a couple of men to show these people where they need to go to get dressed. And so perhaps Brother English, my Brother Bolton, some of y'all could help them as Brother Brian leads them. Would you play the song or whatever? And those of you that would like to come to the front, we'll spend a few minutes with you. Those of you that want to be baptized tonight, and you have committed your life to Jesus.
Jesus, shine your light and let the whole world see. We're singing for the glory of the risen King.
That's it.
Shine your light and
we turn it all over to you, Jesus. We turn it all over to you. Wash me, and I shall be clean. Cleanse me, and I shall be whole.